So till what point do we tolerate? Is it, let's say, if worms are eating our body, and we still think that this is an opportunity to tolerate? See, the same Bhagavad Gita that talks about telling Arjuna to tolerate, Tamsi Tikshasu Bharata, that same Bhagavad Gita is also spoken to get Arjuna to fight. Tasmat tum uttishtha yavkusho labhasva, jitvashatrun bhungshu rajyam samruddham. Therefore, arise and fight and attain victory. Defeat your enemies. So, Krishna is not telling Arjuna, no, these Kauravas are so vicious, they have committed so many atrocities, just tolerate it all. No. So, tolerance is a virtue, but tolerance is not the supreme virtue. The supreme virtue is dharma. Ultimately, dharma culminates in bhakti. So, for the purpose of our practice of dharma, for the purpose of doing our bhakti, while doing it, we need to tolerate. But if sometimes the circumstance prevents us from practicing bhakti itself, if the circumstance stops us from doing service itself, then tolerating that means that we're not doing our service. So, tolerance is for the purpose of doing our service. Tolerance is basically to keep small things small so that we can focus on big things. But if tolerance means we don't do any big thing at all, then that is not tolerance, that is impotence. And that is not what the Bhagavad Gita recommends. For example, at one level, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that if we go for doing some programs and nobody comes, he says, speak to the walls. He said that. And when Prabhupada was trying to share Krishna Bhakti in India, not many people were interested. And what did he do? He didn't keep speaking to the walls. He came to America. Isn't it? And he found serious people here. And then he took those serious people back to India. And people took him seriously also. So, Prabhupada could have said, oh, nobody is taking me seriously. I've been speaking for 40 years. This is an opportunity for me to develop tolerance. He did not see that. But his focus was doing service to Krishna. Now, while doing service to Krishna, while he was, say, in America, sometimes when he was giving a class, people would just behave in all kinds of strange ways. Suddenly, people would ask questions. Suddenly, people would get some drug-induced highs and they will start blabbering some things. But Prabhupada would tolerate that. And Prabhupada was staying with Gopal and Sally Agarwal in Butler, Pennsylvania. At that time, he was a pure Vaishnava, but his food was in the same fridge where there was meat. And they recognized this is not proper, but they didn't have any other fridge. They said, Swamiji, sorry about this. But they don't think about it. It's all right. So Prabhupada tolerated. So tolerance means basically that we don't let small things distract us from the big thing of our service to Krishna. But if the big thing of our service to Krishna itself is stopped, then we have to make changes. So broadly speaking, that whenever any difficult situation comes in our life, there are three options we have. One is we change ourselves. Second is we change the situation. Third is we walk away from the situation. And we see the Pandavas did all these three at different times. First was when the Kauravas tried to poison the Pandavas. They tried to poison Bhima, or they tried to burn them alive through arson. Yudhishthira told them, this is a family matter, don't bring it in public. So they didn't publish, they just tolerated it. But then eventually, when the Kauravas tried to dishonor Draupadi, tried to disrobe her, and then they showed no remorse, no desire for reconciliation, then the Pandavas acted to change the situation. They fought a war for that purpose. And eventually, when the Pandavas were ruling the kingdom, they were ruling, and eventually they came to know that Krishna has departed from the world. Then they walked away from the situation. They also renounced the world. So now all three situations, You know, just changing ourselves, changing the situation, and walking away from the situation. All three can be dharmic actions. It depends on what is the best way we can serve Krishna at that particular time. So, in sometimes, you know, it's just something which we are a little troubled by, we tolerate it. Some cases, there's something seriously wrong. We need to act to correct it. We can do that in the mood of service. And when you walk away also, walking away is different from running away. When we run away from a problem, we are still, our mind is still caught in that problem. You know, this is so troublesome. I just want to run away from this. But when we walk away, that means we understand that I have better things to do in my life. You know, and because I have better things to do in my life, therefore, I will not stay bogged in this. And I walk away from it. So tolerance is basically to ensure that we stay focused on our service to Krishna. And while being focused on our service to Krishna, when some incidental problems come up, just tolerate them. Does that answer your question?